And welcome to PhiladelphiaEagles.com. I'm Bo Wolf, and we're going to get an expert opinion now on the Eagles' fifth-round pick, Earl Wolf, the safety out of North Carolina State. And for that, we bring in Clemson defensive backs coach Mike Reed, who was Earl Wolf's position coach for his entire career at NC State. Coach Reed, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
So, first of all, tell us about the journey that Earl Wolf went through at North Carolina State. He is the program's all-time leader in games played and starts. I assume he made an impact right away.
Well, Earl came in and he was recruited. You know, he's a running back in high school. Wasn't a highly recruited kid from out of Hope County here in Fayetteville, North Carolina. So when he got to me, he was a very raw, athletic young man who was very determined to be the best. And it was evident from day one, you know, the progress that this young man was going to have because of his work ethic. And I am happy to see that, you know, the Eagles drafted him. And I think he will be a great professional, a great spokesman, not only for the NFL, but also for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Coach, I got a chance to see Earl play at the East-West Shrine Game. And it was easy to see. He sort of stuck out in terms of how well he was taking to coaching. I think Al Harris was actually the coach there at the time. Was that your impression of him?
Exactly, and that's why the young man is as successful he is today, is because he's very coachable. He wants to learn. He understands that, hey, he doesn't know everything about the game that he should know, and he's willing to put in the time and the sacrifice and the hard work in order to be the player that he wants to be.
What was he like? What was Earl like in the meeting rooms? I know, that was a pretty talented secondary. You had another guy drafted, David Amerson, in the third round by the Washington Redskins, or the second round, actually. But was Earl Wolf sort of the leader of that group?
He was the leader. As a coach, you always try to, motivate young men to step up and be a leader. But Earl was a leader. Basically, his peers made him a leader. You know, it was one of those kind of things. Earl was the journeyman in the room, and everybody looked for Earl as, you know, the guy who was going to lead them, not only by mouth, but also by action.
Now, what about on the field, Coach? What kind of player should the Eagles expect when he gets out on the field?
Fast. Very instinctive. A guy who will make a lot of tackles. Special teams guy. I mean, he's going to be a guy that's going to push whomever is the starter to start. And that's just the mentality that he has. He's a great kid. You can expect a very flamboyant person, not far as, communicative-wise, but far as the way he plays the game. He plays the game like it should be played, hard, fast, physical.
How is he as a tackler, Coach? I know he said that in his senior season, this past season, he spent a lot more time in the box because you guys had some young linebackers. How does he do in that area of the game?
He's a good tackler. He's not a guy that's going to overly hit you because he's, as I said before, he was a running back. So he still has to learn how to play behind his pads all the time. Sometimes he lunges and he reaches and he still makes the tackle. But it's not really a tackle for yards. You know, he's got to be a more solid tackler. What I mean by that is, hey, he hits them, they stop.
And then how about playing on the ball? Does he have good ball skills?
He has great ball skill. He has soft hands. Like I said, he still has a little bit of the running back mentality in him, and I think that it makes him a better defensive back because it makes him more hungry for the ball when the ball is in the air. He's going to go get it. He's going to attack it. He has good ball skills. He has great feet and hips. He's very explosive. I think the Philadelphia Eagles has got a fine young safety.
Coach, have you had a chance to talk to Earl about how excited he is? I know he's got some Philadelphia ties, so he was excited to be coming to Philadelphia.
It's funny. You know, the group that I had at NC State, we were like family. And when I say family, even though Earl has his biological father, I was his football father. And, I was happy for him. He had a draft party the evening before, and he was a little upset that he didn't get drafted as high as he should have, like a lot of young men. and it would go through the draft and have expectations of growing higher in the draft. So he was a little bit upset, but, you know, when it was the Philadelphia Eagles, you know, actually I was on the road going back to Clemson, and I called him, and it was a very exciting moment. The one thing I did tell him, I said, being though that you're going to be in Philadelphia, you're going to have to tell some people no. And that was basically family. He's going to probably get pulled in different directions because of his family being in Philadelphia to come to games. So, like I said, he's going to have to learn how to say no to some people. But he was excited. I was excited for him. I think he will do a tremendous job there. Coach Lovett's a good coach. I know Chip Kelly from, you know, coaching back in the Atlantic 10 when he was at New Hampshire and I was at University of Richmond. He's got, you know, and actually Bobby Picknell was a young man that, you know, I played with in college. So it's good that he's going to an organization that I have some type of familiarity with. There's some good guys and some good coaches, and Earl will do a fine job for them.
And certainly you know the Eagles well, having spent some time on the defensive staff under Coach Jim Johnson. Last question, Coach. I should ask you about David Amerson, because he's coming into the division here on the Washington Redskins. What should the Eagles expect from him on the other side of the sideline?
Well, if he does what he's supposed to do, which I know he will, and Coach Morris down there and Raheem Morris down in Washington will get it out of him, you want to expect a good corner, a very, very, very good corner who will pose a lot of problems on a lot of receivers in the NFL.
All right. Well, Mike Reed, Clemson defensive backs coach, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you. Have a good day.